This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Why are the Mannings so insistent that Arch be a starter for 2 years at Texas? What is going on? Welcome to the show. Maggie Gray, Andrew Bogish, in for Andrew Perloff, is taking a much-deserved vacation for the next couple of days. But Bogues, Archie Manning, the latest Manning, to come out and say Arch is going to be at Texas, not just for this year, but for his senior year as well. And it's just an odd thing to come out and say, because we have no idea how the season is going to go. We have no idea how the NFL season is going to go, where if Arch has an opportunity to land at a really good spot, whether you manipulate the draft or don't, because we know the Mannings did that with Eli Manning all those years ago. But I don't know why you'd close off something when nobody can tell the future. Nobody knows how this is going to go. And if Arch plays great and say this Texas season is fairy tale and awesome, not even if he wins the Heisman, just say this is a great season. He looks like he's ready to take the next step. I'm not sure why they would call their shot now to say he's definitely coming back.
Yeah, you're right. Even before we get to deep dives on why they would do this, just doing it doesn't make sense. Like, why would you say anything definitive about the draft? Like, why you wouldn't declare for the draft now? Why would you reverse declare for
right.
it? In any way, why would you say, put yourself in line for either of the decisions? Just simply say, like everyone else does, like, we're going to play out the season.
Right.
That's not a conversation for now. That's for January and February, so check back then.
Yeah, it's an odd one to me, and it makes me think that, A, it's just a smokescreen. Like, they're all coming out and saying this because they think, weirdly, it takes some pressure off of Arch. Like, I'm sorry, it's a much different media landscape than when Peyton was coming out and when Eli was coming out. And so it's going to be kind of hard for Arch to fly under the radar in any way. And, you know, to be honest, I think that it's more about where you go in the NFL than how many reps you had in college. You know, if you want to say there's some magic number, 20 starts, 18, 36, you can do Brock Purdy, you can do, you know, you can do 50 starts, you can do Bo Nix, you can play football for 7 years and, you know, start at two different places. You can play tons of college football. I think it's about where you go. Like Bo Nix, you know, played at Auburn and then played at Oregon. He had tons of college starts, but if he didn't land with Sean Payton in this great position with Denver, who's to say whether or not he looks awesome or whether he looks like a bust, you know? So to me, it's more about what's your NFL, what are you walking into at the NFL that determines your future? Like Tom Brady says this all the time. If I had been drafted by the Arizona Cardinals, you would have never heard of me. And so, I know, and all of us were like, darn it. Brady kicked our butts for all those years, our team's butts.
Not mine, actually.
But you know, yeah, you got the last laugh as being a Giants fan. But it's so true. You know, what Arch does in college is really going to have less of a bearing on what he does in the NFL as opposed to what's the coaching staff he gets with, what kind of organization, is it good ownership, bad ownership? All those things are way more important.
You're right, because even, you know, if we fast forward and he's going into Canton, or he's just a very good NFL player, his bio, his obit, is going to be about his NFL stats. And then, like, the third paragraph might mention, he also won the 2025 Heisman and made the NCAA title game. Like, that's right. You're never going to lead with his college stats if he's anything north of serviceable in the NFL. And also, saying this now doesn't take anything off the table for him in terms of, like, attention or pressure or questions. Because you know, if we get to November and they're 8-0, 9-0, and he's thrown for 4-1 TD to pick ratio, and he's just carving people up, he's going to be asked, are you rethinking the draft? Like,
this doesn't end.
This doesn't prevent questions or wondering. So I still am at a loss for the any valid motivation for saying what Archie said this week.
888-710-4ISN. It's a little what's going on in the college ranks. Meanwhile, in the NFL, we've been asking one big question about every quarterback room in the league leading up to the season opener, which is going to be Cowboys-Eagles coming up in a couple weeks. Ray, hit the music.
I feel so lucky to be the quarterback.
It's the position everyone wishes they could play.
Why can't I be quarterback, huh?
Sit down and shut up.
But it's not for the faint at heart.
Quarterbacks are premium.
I think those things add up to make it quarterbacking the toughest job in sports.
Maggie and Perloff answer one big question about the quarterback.
Okay, we are on to the AFC North. And today we are tackling the Cincinnati Bengals. And Bogish, last night we saw the Bengals playing their starters in the preseason, which is something they hadn't done before because Joe Burrow had been recovering from a myriad of injuries. He's healthy now. They are playing in the preseason to try to prevent a slow start this upcoming season. But our question about Joe Burrow is this. Is he in danger of being an afterthought amongst all these elite quarterbacks that we're watching right now? And the reason why we say that is not because Joe Burrow doesn't have talent. Hell, you could make an argument he's the second best quarterback in the league behind Patrick Mahomes, and I'm here for that argument. But the question is, are the Bengals not a good enough team, organization, et cetera, to keep Joe Burrow's name in the mix of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL?
It feels a little bit like tennis players not named Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic trying to process Andy Roddick, Andy Murray, how good they were, how good they could have been if they didn't have all of this traffic on the road through their career. But I think I want to trust us that we're good enough that we can, and I'm going to, defend Joe Burrow, whether he has zero or six Super Bowls. But if he's got zero up against multiple wins, obviously from Mahomes, Jalen Hurts could win more, Josh Allen, hopefully for you, wins one or two. The raw numbers that Joe Burrow is putting up, I think, are so good, and there's no reason to think that they're not going to continue as long as he's got Ja'Marr Chase, is that it's going to be on the easier side to go, okay, he didn't win, we get that. And they tried head coaches, they tried D coordinators, they revamped the defense, it didn't work, but that dude still put up numbers. And yeah, he might not have ever gotten back to the Super Bowl, might not have won one of them, but he is an, because you said the second best quarterback, I'll make that argument.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was unbelievable last year, especially in the back half when they tried to rescue from the first half of the season. He and Chase basically won the triple crown for QBs and wide receivers, and that tracks. That will hold up the through the test of time if he keeps doing something like this every year.
So I think Burrow is unbelievable. He scares the bejesus out of me whenever he's on the field. But there is a danger here that he will be that the other guy where like, oh yeah, there's a danger of that. It has nothing to do with him. But here's how this happens with like football. To win an MVP, what has to happen? It's not just that you're great. Your team has to win a lot of games. We don't see MVPs off of 9-win seasons. Like the teams that win 9 games. You got to win minimum, 11, 12, 13 is more like it, to even be considered for the MVP. Because I can tell you, was Josh Allen actually the MVP last year or Joe Burrow? We could have a real conversation, or Lamar Jackson. But Joe Burrow wasn't even considered because the team went 9-8. So he may not win an MVP unless the team gets back to putting up those 12-4 seasons like the ones we saw when they lost in the AFC Championship game, or even the 10-7 season, which was a surprise that they went to the Super Bowl that year. So if you don't have an MVP in this era, I wonder if people look back and say, well, how good were you if you never got an MVP? I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying that happens. Second thing is, look at all the other quarterbacks that are coming up now. I mean, I think this is a golden era of quarterbacks, partly because the league wants it to be that way. So you've got the guys he's competing with now, Mahomes, Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Justin Herbert, who I think we have not heard the last of. What if Trevor Lawrence can start putting it together? And then let's go to the NFC side. Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love. I mean, we have some serious QBs in the... What happens if Caleb Williams starts to put it together? We have no idea what J.J. McCarthy is going to be.
There's Jackson some... Dart. No? Well, anybody? Takers? No?
Let's see.
This working?
And wishful thinking from the Giants fan here. No, I mean, listen, maybe Dart. I don't know. You don't know. But it's just, it's going to get crowded. And there was part of me, you guys know that I'm a Bills fan, when I was asked when Josh Allen won the MVP, like, how did that make you feel? And I said, well, obviously you want to win the Super Bowl. You don't want that AFC Championship game to end the way it did. But at least it feels like what I was watching got validated. I watched a guy who is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and he doesn't have a ring and has not even been to a Super Bowl, but the MVP makes it feel like it was real. Like, I can tell my grandkids, this was an MVP caliber player, and he literally won the award. I worry about Burrow because the defense is a joke. And if they can't win enough games, and if he never sniffs another Super Bowl, you have to literally be Dan Marino to be remembered as Dan Marino.
Well,
maybe he's that.
You beat me to it. Do we forget Dan Marino?
But how many Dan Marinos are we going to have? Is Josh Allen going to be Dan Marino? Is Lamar Jackson going to be Dan Marino? I mean, there's only so many times you can say greatest ever to not win a title.
Well, to answer that specific question, I think too many people are still too eager to rip Lamar. So, Lamar, that's true. Out of those three guys right now, Lamar has the most pressure to win, or at least get to a Super Bowl, to quiet some of the doubters.
Yeah. Burrow, I think Josh Allen, too.
See, he would be second, but I don't know that they're, like, neck and neck. Because, I mean, maybe you feel it more living inside Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Josh Allen won MVP last year, partly because people said, we can't give it to Lamar again.
Right.
Because he keeps being crappy in January.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Some of that is true, but that also does not apply to the regular season and does not mean he can't be a 4 or 5-time MVP. From where I sit, there's far more people pushing back on Lamar than the other two guys. Mm. They might get there, but Lamar is the leader in that category at the moment.
Yeah, listen, think about what we do with great quarterbacks and sometimes how we look at their careers. Like, there are a lot of people who look back at Aaron Rodgers and say disappointment because he only won one, okay? 4-time MVP, only won one. Same thing you could say Brett Favre. We talked about this when we asked the question about Jordan Love the other day. Is he going to be the next elite quarterback for the Green Bay Packers? But it's like the bar is just so extremely high. And we're asking today if Joe Burrow is in danger of kind of being left in the dust a little bit of this elite, being thought of as this elite tier one, no doubter quarterback, because the rest of his team is not holding up their end of the bargain. Not Jamar Chase, not T. Higgins. We're talking about the defense. We're talking about the full team. And so, I mean, I think it's always there. It's like you'll respect him. You'll respect his career. But if he doesn't get back to another Super Bowl or get an MVP, it's like, does he become the, oh yeah, and Joe Burrow, not Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar Jackson. Like, that's not how we're talking about him. And actually, you know, Mike Sando from The Athletic does this in quarterback tiers, QB tiers. I think he's going to have Burrow in tier one, but there's a lot of people out there who think that could be on the cusp. And I don't think it has anything to do with Burrow. It's because his team lets him down.
Yeah, I don't know how you hold that. I mean, again, we mentioned this kind of like in passing, but it's real. They play last night. The offense looks great. They look fine. To me, they should never go back on the field again in the preseason. But the defense can't stop Tanner McKee. Can't stop the Eagles. Even the tush-push worked from the Eagles backups.
They did against a lot of tush-push last night.
A lot of Bengals regulars. So that is the problem in Cincinnati. And I think that sympathy of, oh man, they did Joe Burrow dirty in Cincy by not having the right mix on defense after that, the beginning of his career, that if that is the story for the next 5 or 6 years, like, we're not going to forget that. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. He's not going to be kept out of Canton because he couldn't overcome completely useless defenses.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. That's our one big question about the quarterback today. That's Joe Burrow. We're asking, is he in danger of being sort of left out of the conversation of these great quarterbacks because, you know, his team is not helping him out?
The oddity of Joe Burrow. Every time people go to his, like, bio page, he's the 2-time comeback player of the year. You don't want to be a 1-time comeback player of the year, but he's won it twice.
such a weird award, though.
It is.
Because if it was just injury, which is obviously what, but then it's like Joe Flacco won it because he came off the couch.
Right. He came back from retirement.
Didn't Geno Smith win it just because he came back from what? Being a backup? They wrote me off. I didn't write back.
I remember being very angry on the air at Sirius before this place existed about the possibility of Mike Vick being comeback player of the year.
Oh, when he went to
prison?
Because
you cannot be the comeback player of the year from jail. You can't. You can't. Illness, injury, benching, bad situation. There's a lot of ways, but you can't come back. You can't be comeback player of the year from something that did not have to happen, and it was your fault. You don't get that.
He could have
been MVP.
Saying,
he could have been rookie of the year, defensive player of the year. But you can't be comeback player of the year from a self-inflicted wound. No way.
Okay, but flip side of that, you know, what he did was awful with the dogs, but he has really lived his apology. He served his time.
Great, yes.
And now he's become a spokesperson for the ASPCA. Right. Like, he's really out there. It's not like, you know, is saying this should never happen. Like, he owned it, now it's a positive thing. So maybe maybe it's more of like a positive comeback.
It's a very nuanced argument from me. And he could have been, and I was never saying he shouldn't play again. I'm not saying now he shouldn't be on TV.
Not canceling him.
This is a specific thing that, like, intellectually never lined up for me, where you can't be comeback player of the year. You can't be lauded for a specific comeback from something that you did that was bad.
Right. I don't know if I follow you down that road, but I mean, not to litigate old stuff.
And I think in the end it didn't happen. I don't think he won it. I think somebody else did. I don't think he won.
I'm sure it was one of Chad Pennington's 100 comeback players. I'm sorry. poll question, Nico. Can you win comeback player of the year if you're coming out of prison? I kind of like it more.
No, it's the comeback player of the year, 2010. He did win it.
Okay.
So shame on the voters.
No, I think
15 years later.
I think this is, it's a nice, you know, we are about second chances in society.
What was Burrow's other? It was ACL and what? The rib? What was this?
I didn't know he was two-time. That's funny.
Yeah.
It's not funny. It's like sad.
I think he's the reigning comeback player of the year.
Oh.
Feels like a participation trophy to me.
Yeah, he is.
Well, that's the other part about we're asking the big question today. Is Burrow in danger of kind of being left behind this conversation, left behind in the conversation of the greatest quarterbacks of this era?
Well, he's always got these, the two comeback player of the year. He's always got those.
What do you give to, like,
how many does Lamar have?
You know, like, they give you, obviously, a ring if you win the Super Bowl. You know, you get other things if you win these awards. What do they give you for comeback player? Like a role, like a lifetime Band-Aid. Supply of Band-Aids. Anyway.
A golden Band-Aid.
A golden Band-Aid.
Here's your new ACL.
Well, the one thing about Burrow we didn't talk about, we talked about the team letting him down, the defense letting him down. Is he even, you know, do you win enough games to even be in the MVP conversation? So how are you remembered that way? But he also gets hurt, knock on wood for him. I don't want to see it happen. But he has dealt with with some, you know, pretty major injuries, including, like, his wrist that he had teach himself how to play piano to try to rehab from it.
So, and one ACL, which is kind of like, that can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
But then he admits in the quarterback show how unique the wrist injury was.
Yeah.
Like, it's not supposed to happen. It doesn't happen to quarterbacks. So that would scare me a little bit in terms of, like, the injury prone argument. Like, when weird stuff happens, a lot of it is just bad luck. Somebody falls on my knees. I fall on my shoulder the wrong way. Just wear and tear stuff. But when you start having things that don't normally happen to humans happen to you, then I get a little nervous. And apparently the wrist one was a very uncommon situation.
Cool flex, though, for a rehab. Like, I now can play Tchaikovsky, and I'll also throw the football.
Yes, and I've heard people, after watching the quarterback show, compare him to Aaron Rodgers and having this kind of weird thoughts. That's an unfair comparison. Joe Burrow being intrigued by dinosaurs is not the nonsense that Aaron Rodgers lives in day to day. That's not same.
Yeah, they don't feel the same to me.
They're not.
No.
And one does not lead to the other. He's not pre-Aaron Rodgers right now. He's just an inquisitive young man.
Yeah, I can't imagine Rodgers, like, buying the Batmobile. That doesn't really seem like his thing.
But then he didn't get the Batmobile. What a heartbreak that was.
Well, he didn't get it because someone broke into his house.
I know, that sucks.
Well, that criminals ruin everything.
It also wasn't really the Batmobile. Like, it was the Batmobile, but it was like being made for him. I thought he was buying memorabilia.
It wasn't?
No, he says in the show that, like, it was being, like, he didn't get it for like a year because it was being, like, fabricated. I don't think he bought one that was in the movie. Unless I misunderstood what he was explaining.
Huh. I mean, I always just assume another Batman's in the mix, like in the works.
Or they're like showing up in somebody else's movie. Like,
yeah, like who's the next Batman? Do we know?
I don't.
Is Christian Bale still doing Batman?
No.
That was Robert Pattinson right now, but there's going to be another one for the separate universe. It's very confusing.
I'm sorry. Did you say for the cyber universe?
There's going to have like they have a side quest Batman, which is Robert Pattinson. Okay. But then in the mainline DCU, they're going to cast another Batman. So we're going to have two Batmen simultaneously.
That feels wrong.
That feels unnecessarily confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't there been like four Spider-Mans at this point?
That's true. There's like a club of guys who have been all been Spider-Man,
right.
Superman.
They made a movie where they like all came
right.
together.
It got to the point where they had to make a joke about it.
Yeah.
And then you have the animated Spider-Man as well.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that first one was good.
Who should play Batman? Are they going to give it to the guy who played Elvis? Probably, right? He seems to really get it. Austin Butler.
Oh, he's in that new weird movie where he's like a ex-baseball player and he gets accidentally like stuck in some kind of like drug deal and he's being chased around.
Mm. Maybe he's a no capes, no caps guy. No capes, no tights. Is that what Leonardo DiCaprio once said that to Timothy Chalamet? No capes, no tights.
Yeah, you're right about that.
These guys think
so
they're too good.
Get typecast in that situation.
I mean, it's weird advice for DiCaprio because he did like the ultimate, like, you know, rom-com, comic book. We're still going for something.
Well, Leo went from young actor to kind of actor snob where I get to pick my roles so he can tell a young actor that don't wear the cape because I didn't do it, basically.
Right, right. I'm with Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, there you go.
I would never.
I fought a bear.
He did. Had to do it to win an Oscar, though. Sheesh. Couldn't be me. I mean, the bear wasn't real, but are you really to be out there in the snow?
It was a great movie, though. We loved The Revenant.
It's not a rewatchable movie to me, though. And maybe that's me. No, it's like, I don't want to watch this guy. That is some suffering that happens in that movie. It is uncomfortable.
I've watched it like four times.
His family gets like murdered,
you might
right?
Be talking and he's to somebody,
on the,
Ray.
He's on the revenge.
Ray's got his wine juice box out.
I snuck the wine into the movie.
It's a beautiful product. It's The Revenant for fun.
Yeah, who watches The Revenant
and
for
giggles.
Fun?
I love that movie. I'm sorry.
I love it.
Great movie.
That's a weird thing to say.
Is this a cinematography conversation, or are you like?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a movie snob. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. It's just like, is it? I'm not saying it's a red flag. But like when someone tells you that their favorite movie, it's like we made fun of Manny about this. Like, what's your favorite movie? It's like Saving Private Ryan. It's like, oh my God, Manny. Like you can appreciate Saving Private Ryan. I understand that. It is a masterpiece. But that's like, hey, I got a couple hours to kill on a summer Wednesday. You know, I'm going to pop in the feel-good movie, Saving Private Ryan.
I've watched Saving Private Ryan more like five or six times.
But you know you're going to be in a mood after that. You can't just be like, all right, now I'm hop zippity doo-dah down to the beach.
Yeah,
like you got to want to get depressed if you're going to watch that.
It's also basically a Pixar movie in comparison to The Revenant.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got Vin Diesel in it.
Well,
it's great cinematography. It's a great revenge movie. I love Leo. Sue me.
No, it's just a mood. Like I was thinking about this. So there's a new trailer that dropped. Jordan Peele has a new movie that kind of looks like it's like a football movie, but it's weird and it's creepy. And Jordan Peele did Get Up is Mike Greenberg.
Yeah.
Sorry, Greeny makes an appearance. It gets odd. No, I'm sorry.
That's why Schrader went
in the middle of a horror film.
Yeah, ESPN is a horror film. Don't aggregate me on that. I love those guys. But no, Get Out. Anyway, Jordan Peele's got a new movie, and it's a football weird psycho thriller, and Marlon Wayans is in it. And he looks great, and he is a comedian, obviously, but he was in the movie Requiem for a Dream, which is a sad movie about people getting afflicted by drug addiction. Like, who watches that twice? You watch it the first time,
Ray.
You get the performances, it's a sad commentary on society, but no one's like, you know what? What a feel good as a Friday. I'm going to just pop in Requiem for a Dream. It's a
nice
it will
staff.
Shift the energy in the room.
In a hurry.
I will say one of my favorite movies of all time is Armageddon, and that has like a sad ending too, so you kind of got to get in the mood for that as well, right?
Yeah, I mean.
But I love it. I've seen it so many times.
Is that the only Aerosmith song you know?
Come Who's on, Aerosmith?
Don't doubt my intelligence like that.
I just have to check because Manny's answer would be yes.
Yeah, Manny learned
who, who's Aerosmith.
Well, Manny learned who Aerosmith was because they were using the music on some NBA like promo. He's like, "Have you ever heard of someone named Steven Tyler?" I was like, "Get out." Yes,
he's the worst.
No, Manny. I love when Manny discovers new music. Like he's the first person to discover ABBA. He's like, "Have you heard this music?" It's like, "Yes." It's great. I think it's fantastic. I love that he's listening to some of the older stuff. But yeah. Do you watch movies with sad endings like over and over and over again?
I can watch almost anything over and over again. I think The Revenant might be where the line starts that I can't watch it.
That has a happy ending. He won.
His family was murdered.
Hey, listen, he won.
Right. Wife and kids, they're gone. Oh. Can't do anything about that now. That's in the past. Okay. All right. 888-710-4ISN. That was a conversation that started with Joe Burrow. Coming up, we will get back to college football and Ohio State. We'll do that next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Maggie and Perloff show. Andrew Bogish in for Andrew Perloff. Got a lot of things on the front burner for you. Number one, Arch Manning. What do you think is really going on? Why is his family, including his famous grandfather, Archie, being so insistent that he is going to stay to be a starter for 2 years at Texas? So that would make 4 years at Texas. Well, what is going on here? 888-710-4ISN. If he's good enough, he's going to be the number one pick. If they have a NFL team that looks like it's a good fit, why not just go to the pros after this year? Also, a little on Joe Burrow. Last night looks amazing. Playing in the preseason for the first time. Or he'd been coming off of injury, so you could understand why they were hesitant before. Last night, he looks great. Bengals had notoriously got off to slow starts. They're trying to fix that. To me, though, Bogues, a little bit, and we'll get to Peter, who's got updates for us, but it all felt very performative from the Bengals side of things to make sure Joe Burrow was playing. Like, Joe Burrow is not the problem. He's not the reason why these teams are starting 0-2 or whatever in the regular season. To put him out there and expose him to risk, it just seems kind of silly to me.
It does still seem silly, and it is not. He's, what, 1-9, I think they said last night, in the first 2 weeks of the season in his career. But he's not the problem. So I would never put him out there. I feel like they're doing this mostly to just take this off the list of reasons why they can't start well. But I joked with you guys on the phone last night, like, I thought he was going to come out and do nothing and then run back to the sideline.
Oh, three handoffs.
And they're like, oh, he did. There he did. He played. But he played. He played. I believe this is true. He played more snaps last night by itself than he had cumulatively played in his career in the preseason. And they were moving him around. He was throwing the ball down the field. Now, it was safer throws, a lot of sideline stuff. It wasn't over the middle. He didn't put Ja'Marr Chase out to, you know, he didn't hang him out to dry to get drilled by a safety in the middle of the field. So it was certainly a scale back safe playbook, but he played. He didn't just hide for three or six snaps. Like, they went out there and they did some things and they scored points.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase, like, toe tapping down the sidelines. Yeah. But anyway, I would assume that's probably the last we're going to see him. We are going to see some Patrick Mahomes. He always plays a little bit in the preseason. Josh Allen's going to be a no. I'm assuming Lamar Jackson's also going to be a no. Let's get to Peter Schwartz, who's got the latest and greatest for us. Hi, Peter.
Hello. We'll start with baseball. The Pirates blank the Reds 7-0. Paul Skeen, 6 shutout innings, 7 hits, 8 strikeouts. He struck out 8, was pleased with his night. He was able to battle through.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you see what you're made of. I think that's the biggest thing. I think every time we go out there, we see what we're made of. But, you know, sometimes when you get that, you know, external pressure rather than internal pressure, I guess. You know, if I'm pitching out of the windup, it's all internal pressure.
You see, pitches better than he speaks to the reporters afterward.
Listen, not everyone is blessed with both things, you know? Not everyone can be a talker and be an all-time pitcher.
Yeah, personality is not his thing. That's fine.
We'll let it slide.
Skeens did allow 7 hits, so his major league record of starting a career with 46 straight starts of giving up 6 hits or less comes to an end. Now we'll go to Washington.
3-1. Thomas sends a charge to deep left center field. Young going back at the track, at the wall. It's a Colby Jack for the first time in the big leagues. The first of his career comes in Washington, D.C. It's 2-0 Athletics.
Ken Korak on A's radio, and the A's beat the Nationals 6-0.
Was that a cheese reference? A Colby Jack? That's what was?
I think so.
That's how I read into it.
Okay.
You taking notes for when you do play-by-play for the basketball season?
I will not directly comment on that.
Put that one in the back pocket, maybe?
That's just, that's news to me. Now, not to nitpick your update, that's not Ken Korak. Korach, that guy's got a deep old voice.
Is that Vince Contrineo?
No, I don't even think that guy works for the A's anymore. I don't know that name. That was when you played the highlight. I first went, "Oh, who is that? That's a good voice." And then the Colby Jack reference is also new to me.
This is like CSI nerd.
Because I don't. Thank you. Because I don't know who Colby is on the A's. Looks like it's Colby Thomas.
Yes, Colby Thomas.
Interesting. Okay.
What are you getting to the bottom of here, Bogues? It seems like you're solving a mystery.
I want to make sure that my inclination was right, and Colby Thomas gets a Colby Jack reference. That's a good cheese.
Yeah.
So I'll allow it. In the end, I'll allow it.
We need to find out who that announcer was then.
Yes, it's not the guy who...
Yeah, because it was not labeled, so I made the assumption, which, you know, shame on me, that it was Ken Quirk.
And that A's broadcast, that's a doozy. That's the dude who thought the ball was foul, and it was 300 feet to the left and a home run in right center field.
Can we find out what happened with that? Because, like, I'm sure there's an explanation. He didn't just blow the call. It was just such a dead... It felt like it was, what, center right?
Yeah. It was not close to a foul ball. It was very fair. It was very gone. And he's a carry. He's Chris Carey. I don't know.
Oh, Chip's son?
I don't. He might be somebody's grandkid already. Okay. I don't know the full lineage, but I know he's from the family. He went on Twitter the next day and did like a kind of a multiple tweet apology and explanation saying he lost it in the lights.
Listen, I think it happens. It's not, you know, clearly he's not trying to blow the call.
Like, no.
That's, you know, I always feel bad for guys in that spot because you work so hard and who knows what happens. Someone's in your ear, someone gets in your way, something.
Yeah, and I think the problem was it was so stunningly wrong. And if you didn't see this, this happened, I think, 2 weekends ago now, and they're in Houston and there's a ball hit the right center field and he said it's a foul ball. So, I mean, he's wrong by like 150 feet of field. So
maybe he needs to get his eyes checked or something.
Or maybe
the lights really are bothering him. You know who I think about a lot? Because the last time Bogish and I were hosting together, I made an opinion about Noah Lyles, the U.S. sprinter.
We've done this before?
That if you win a gold medal by 100th of a second, can you really claim that you're the fastest man alive? And I think about that a lot, not just because I continually get mean and threatening direct messages.
Still, to
this day.
From Noah Lyles?
No. He couldn't care less. He's too busy being the champion of the world.
Does the other guy follow you? The guy you fought the other day? Is he your friend
He's
now?
He's my biggest champion. Who I think about often is the guy who did the play-by-play there because he got it wrong.
Oh, that's right.
And he called that the guy from Jamaica won, I thought, right? And that Noah Lyles lost, and turns out he's wrong. And the bummer for that is you have to wait 4 years at your next crack at that. And I think about that. Sometimes we make mistakes on the show all the time or live radio, it happens. We've got a show the next day, hopefully. We get a show. We get to make up for it. We can come on. We can explain ourselves. And at least the guys who do baseball games, you don't have to wait a whole week for your next game. You can just go on the next day, do your mea culpa, and move on with your life.
And I think that guy just said, my bad. Like, I messed up. I got to be better. He didn't say I got confused by green and red or the lights or I fainted.
It was one hundredth of a it's millisecond, doesn't even nanosecond. Yeah. Right. Like, it was such a close race.
That's an honest mistake. I mean, depending on your view of the finish line,
I know,
you might see.
Just, this is your moment. And I always feel bad for that. I'm like, how many hours of his therapist must be like, I can't talk about this anymore. Like, you want to do this again?
Folks, have you ever... Excuse me. Have you ever guessed? Like, I did a football game years ago, and there were two receivers, and I couldn't tell which one caught the ball, and I literally guessed. Because you have to call the play. Yeah. You have to call something. I was right, luckily. You had a 50-50 shot.
Flex. But have you ever gotten anything big time wrong like that? Everyone does. Everyone makes mistakes.
The one that still bothers me, because you can't tell that I made the mistake in the moment, so I still have the clip saved from the end of a Delaware football game that I was doing. This particular season, Delaware had they had three running backs that they used almost equally, and they were numbers 21, 22, and 23. So, and by the end of the game, you know, their jerseys and they were running kind of towards me. And for some reason, like this, and they were trying to run the clock out or whatever. So the guy just kept getting handoffs. And for like the first three or four, I was saying the wrong guy. And then he gets up and our truck puts a thing on with his updated stats and they're using the right thing. And I'm like, it hasn't been Marcus Yarns the entire time.
Oh, no.
And so I'm like, I don't even know if anybody noticed.
Yeah.
But it drove me. It's still like, right now, I'm like, I'm angry. Because like that was on me. Other times I've been, sometimes you get tricked by things. I thought a yellow leaf was a flag one time during a football game. Like, that stuff happens.
Classic mistake.
But like that to me was like, that was lazy. How did you miss that? Like, it's like, and football too, what's annoying is this in college, they have those stupid double numbers.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm.
There's a five on offense and defense. Like, that should be a crime.
That's why Bradley had to switch numbers last year.
Yeah, it's just, so, I don't like that one.
They had double numbers on the team, but they wound up having two guys with the same number. You could have two players with the same number on the roster, but they can't both be on the field.
Right.
So they wound up both being on special teams. So after week one, he had to switch his number.
I'll give you a good one. And this was not technically my fault, so I'm happy to tell the story. The comedian, Daniel Tosh, who was very, very famous.
Tosh 2.0.
Right? Yes. His nephew played quarterback at Fordham. In fact, he's the best quarterback in the history of Fordham football. And his freshman year... He was
he funny?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
As highly touted as you can be on the FCS level, like him being there was a big deal, but he wasn't going to play right away. And then early in the year, game two or three of his freshman year, between people struggling and hurt, all of a sudden he walks on the field. And as you guys know, when we work games like that, there's a whole media note of a packet of stats and rosters and a pronunciation guide.
Yeah.
And the pronunciation guide had his last name, which is Demorat, spelled out Demorat.
Okay.
So he comes walking out, and we're like, oh, this is not the plan, but things are bad. So here comes Tim Demorat, and he's slinging the ball around. Demorat, Demorat, Demorat. And then Daniel Tosh tweets,
you idiots.
What are these idiots doing? Get my nephew's name right. But now that was not, we were just following orders.
Yeah.
But that's not fun.
Take it up with the athletic department.
Yes. Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Man. All right, Peter, that's where we got to leave it.
A heck of an update.
I know. Well, dynamite job. Okay. Ohio State quarterback battle. Let's get back to it. The maybe number one, number two team in the country still has not named who their starting QB is. By the way, coming out of the gates with Texas. So you might want to get that nailed down. Got details next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going to be an unbelievable kickoff to the college football season. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Bogish in for Andrew Perloff. And the crown jewel of this starting weekend is going to be Ohio State hosting Texas, but Ohio State, Bogues, is still has a quarterback competition. So stop me if you've heard that one before. But this may be like kind of a Ryan Day staple, but right now it's between Julian Sain and Lincoln Clean-Holtz, and it looks like they're kind of neck and neck. And I think the question we're asking is, can you really be considered the best or the second best team in the country when you have this big of a question?
My quick answer is no. I don't mind a quarterback battle. I don't mind not knowing who's going to be the guy. But like by now, I feel like somebody should have separated themselves.
Yeah.
I think Eli Drinkwitz said the same thing there about his spot. Is like, they've been... Football is not like basketball. They do kind of get away for a while, but then there's a spring game, and then you're hanging around, and there's you're throwing here and there. Now you're back on campus, or you're into your training camp. It feels like, especially the pedigree, I guess maybe of Julian Sain here, is what is surprising, like that he has not grabbed this job and made it his, because I'm assuming he's the betting favorite. So the fact that I guess he's letting Lincoln Keenholz hold, hang around here, maybe that's the troubling part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard, I think Danny Cannell said this recently, that, maybe there's something, a method to the madness here with Ryan Day, that, being the starting quarterback for Ohio State is a job that is going to come with a ton of pressure, a ton of criticism, all of that. So maybe keeping somebody on your tail and on your heels this whole time maybe tries to get you ready for simulating what the pressure is going to be like when you actually get into the season, and that it's actually going to be Julian Sain this whole time. But, I think that what's interesting is I think there's a lot of teams that could win the Big Ten. I don't think that there is this slam dunk, no doubt, is Ohio State or is Penn State so head and shoulders above everyone else. I think that you have Penn State has a lot of questions, even though they have the most returning starters,
yes,
and there's no question about their quarterback. But the idea that, James Franklin can get you close, but can't, obviously, can't win the big one. I hate to do the cliche there, but that's what people say about him, and that's what the record reflects. And then let's see what happens with Oregon, who was almost a wire-to-wire number one team in college football last year, but then flames out against Ohio State in the college football playoff. I mean, Michigan is starting a true freshman. We could go down the list of all the – I'm not saying that these aren't good teams. They are. But is there a no-doubt slam dunk that Ohio State is the best team in the Big Ten?
No, and I think this is, however you want to look at it, problem or a non-problem, it just everybody starts over again. And it's just the way things are now with Portal and everything like that. It's just, it's so hard to track anybody from year to year because there's so much overall. We already talked about it with Texas, where they're bringing almost nobody back and they're number one in the coaches poll.
Yeah.
And that's probably mostly about Arch. And here's Ohio State. They're number two, and they don't know who their quarterback is. They don't know. The only thing they know is who's going to catch the passes from the quarterback. Who's going to get the handoffs? Who's blocking? That defense last year that they love to talk about was so old and experienced now. That's basically all new. So, like, how do we have – we never have an idea of who's good in August. But at least we used to know, oh, they were good last year, and 87% of their starters are coming back. This year it's like 3% are coming back. So how do we know?
Yeah.
It's about trust.
The one thing, though, I will say about Ryan Day and about Ohio State, I do trust them more than some of the other challengers here.
Yes,
right?
Like, that's fair.
So I'll trust Ryan Day and Ohio State over Penn State. I would trust, you know, listen, Ryan Day over, look what happened, you know, in that Rose Bowl against Dan Lanning and against Oregon. Obviously, we love Oregon around here. Am I going to trust them more than Illinois, who everyone is very, this is a very sexy, darling pick coming off a 10-win season last
with
year.
With a third-year starting quarterback.
Yeah, with Luke Altmyer, the starting quarterback. So, you know, and then we can continue on from there. You know, is Indiana going to have another good season? USC, you know, what's, are we going to hear anything about USC? Nebraska, there are other teams in the Big Ten. But if you're asking me, like, who do I trust? I still would give that nod to Ohio State, even though yesterday Ryan Day came out and said the competition is too close to call.
Yeah.
The quarterback competition.
I know you guys recently played that Tom Brady clip about, like, there are no more programs anymore. But there still are
just teams.
Yeah, but, I mean, there still are kind of programs because the coaches are still there and the ideas are still the same. And you assume, until they prove you otherwise, that they're holding guys to the same standards and that they're still recruiting as well as they always do. And I think that's where Ohio State and Texas live, is you're voting them one and two because you believe in Sark and you believe in Ryan Day and you believe that it hasn't really mattered who their quarterback was. I mean, they've been an elite offense for his entirety there.
Yep.
With multiple quarterbacks and multiple receivers and multiple running backs. So, you know, you're betting and supporting them, not necessarily the specific players.
So the college football right out of the gate this year, unbelievable. So Texas at Ohio State is just one of the amazing, amazing games.
We've got Fordham at BC, right? Yeah. That one.
Oh, wow. Starting with Bill O'Brien, huh? Good luck.
Let's go. Get a check.
Alabama at Florida State. So that's going to be very interesting. Of course, you have Florida State can bounce back from a terrible season. And then LSU at Clemson. And by the way, if you were watching the internet yesterday, there were some serious rumors flying around about Garrett Nussmeier, the quarterback from LSU, and what injury he may or may not have sustained at practice. It was like, the internet was like, he's on a stretcher. And it's like, well, the reality is that he basically banged knees with a defensive tackle or defensive end that was, you know, during practice, which I don't know why any defensive player is anywhere close to someone wearing a red jersey, but that's for another day. And I guess they banged knees and now he's going to be, I don't even know if they have a delineation because college is so secretive, but it's not as big as it made out to be on the internet yesterday, but it's not nothing.
We also had reporters in Houston, trusted guys, saying that C.J. Gardner-Johnson for the Texans tore his ACL. He didn't say they're fearful.
Oh, on the NFL side,
yeah. I think it was Aaron Wilson wrote, he has a torn ACL. He's out for the year, and now he doesn't. He has a different ligament injury, so he's still hurt, but it's not ACL. But, like, they were definitive report that he had a torn ACL.
Man, that's crazy. Anyway, so LSU at Clemson is the other amazing one. And then we get Notre Dame at Miami, which is obviously chock full of cool history. And just for the, you know, maybe not for the standings, but certainly for our interest, the North Carolina Tar Heels with Bill Belichick facing off against TCU. That's just week one.
Yeah. And even, I can't remember who's playing. The Dublin game is the 23rd. Now that doesn't.
Yeah, the week zero?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's almost like the week negative one. I feel like August 30th is week zero, but yeah, I mean, like, it's here. It's crazy, but it's here. Like, it's time to really actually do previewing of games, not just teams and seasons.
It's time to start naming starting quarterbacks.
Yeah, that too.
888-710-4ISN. Which one of those are you looking forward to the most? Amazing opening slate for college football. Absolutely love it. Coming up, we do have a question about a quarterback battle. Got an update last night in the NFL. Do that next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.